This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. MK7 vs. MK4, why half-life decides the dose. Within the K2 family, two minaquinones dominate the supplement market, and they could hardly be more pharmacokinetically different. MK4, the short-chain form, and MK7, the long-chain form produced by bacterial fermentation. Choosing between them is not a matter of taste. A single number, serum half-life, dictates the entire dosing architecture. The half-life gulf, the decisive head-to-head data come from Sato and colleagues, Neuter-J, 2012, who measured serum responses to single-equal doses of MK4 and MK7 in healthy women. The result was stark. MK4 produced no measurable rise in serum minaquinone levels at nutritional doses. It is absorbed but cleared within 1 to 2 hours, vanishing into tissues and metabolism before a serum plateau can form. MK7 rose reliably and stayed. Its serum half-life runs around 3 days, thanks to redistribution into LDL particles that circulate lazily through the bloodstream, dropping vitamin K at extrahepatic tissues, bone and vessel wall, with each pass. Half-life arithmetic does the rest. A compound cleared in hours must be redosed repeatedly and heavily to maintain exposure. Hence MK4's pharmaceutical regimen of 15 mg 3 times daily, a 45,000 mg daily load. A compound with a 3-day half-life accumulates. Daily dosing stacks onto yesterday's remainder, building to a stable plateau, roughly 4 to 5 times the single dose level within 2 weeks. That is how 90 to 200 grams of MK7 once daily, a few hundred times less material, sustains continuous vitamin K delivery that MK4 spikes never achieve. What the plateau does, the MK7 trials, steady-state exposure is not an abstraction. It is what the long-term randomized trials were built on. In the 3-year placebo-controlled trial of 180 mg MK7 daily in 244 postmenopausal women, Napin and colleagues, Osteoporosis Int 2013, found significantly reduced age-related decline in bone mineral content and density at the lumbar spine and femoral neck, with improved bone strength indices, alongside the biochemical confirmation that circulating uncarboxylated osteocalcin fell, proving the target proteins were being switched on. The companion vascular analysis, Napin Thromhemos 2015, reported significantly improved arterial stiffness parameters versus placebo over the same 3 years, most markedly in women who started with high uncarboxylated MGP, i.e., the most vitamin K underserved vessels. 3-year outcomes, physiological endpoints, microgram doses, the entire evidence package presupposes the stable serum plateau only MK7 provides. What this means for a daily drop format, the plateau logic has practical corollaries worth spelling out. Forgiveness. With a 3-day half-life, a missed day dents the plateau by a fraction rather than resetting it. The pharmacology tolerates real life. Timing freedom. Once daily, any consistent time with a fat-containing meal. Dose honesty. A 100 micrograms all-trans MK7 drop sits squarely in the trial-tested range. There is no evidence-based case for milligram MK7 dosing. And the all-trans qualifier matters enough to have its own article. And the standing rule remains. Anticoagulated patients read the warfarin interaction rules first. A long half-life makes consistency even more important. In both directions, the clinical bottom line MK4 disappears from serum in hours and therefore lives in pharmaceutical milligram regimens. MK7 circulates for days, accumulates to a stable plateau on once-daily microgram dosing, and is the form behind the 3-year bone and arterial stiffness trials. In K2 supplementation, half-life is not a detail. It is the dose, the schedule, and the evidence base, all in one number. Primary sources Sato T, Sugars LJ Winishi K. Comparison of minaquinone 4 and minaquinone 7 bioavailability in healthy women. Neuter J, 2012 and 93. MH Drummond NE, Smit E, Vermeer C, Thewissen E. 3-year low-dose minaquinone 7 supplementation helps decrease bone loss in healthy postmenopausal women. Osteoporosis Int. 2013, 24, 2499-07. MH, Bram LA, Drummond NE, Beckers O, Hoax AP, Vermeer C. Minaquinone 7 supplementation improves arterial stiffness in healthy postmenopausal women. A double-blind, randomized clinical trial. Thromhus, 2015, Funding 1144. LJ, Tonus and KJ, Hamuliak K et al. Vitamin K containing dietary supplements, comparison of synthetic vitamin K1 and natto derived menaquinone 7. Blood, 2007, through 9, 279 to 32283. M et al. Vitamin K double bonds beyond coagulation, insights into differences between vitamin K1 and K2 in health and disease. Int J. Molsai, 2019, 2096. Information, not medical advice. Anticoagulated patients, physician first, always.